In announcing the discovery of oil in commercial quantities in 2007, former President John Ejekunle Kufuor told the BBC that with oil as a shot in the arm, we are going to fly. With a heightened expectation, most unemployed youth were excited that the oil sector will employ them, as the industrial sector had failed to engage them. 7 years after the discovery, is the nation flying or yet to take off? Job creation in the oil and gas sector, according to watchers of the sector, is very slow. This trend is eroding the hopes of many Ghanaians who have the dream of working in the oil and gas sector. Policymakers in 2013 enacted a petroleum local content policy to progressively give work in the oil and gas value chain to Ghanaians. What has happened since the local content regulation was passed? Are the locals getting the oil job checks? Correspondent Dominic Clodgy was at the oil city Takrade to find out whether Ghanaians are securing jobs in the oil and gas sector, and has found this report for Radio Ghana.
Ghanaians continue to demand their place in the petroleum sector as the level of employment in the sector is non-pacey, dashing some hopes and expectations. Local employment and training in the petroleum sector in Ghana is a key pillar in the Petroleum Local Content and Participation Regulation LI 2204-2013. What is the level of local engagement in the black gold industry in the country? With a heightened expectation of job creation in the sector, Ghanaians have been walking the corridors of oil and gas-related companies, seeking opportunities to be hired. Is oil employing the locals as anticipated? I met Theophilus Eza, who has been prospecting for oil jobs in the sector in the oil city Takrady. His desperation is now being laced with despair. He cited lack of strong employment policy as the bane to job creation in the country.
Last year, I sent an application to Seaworld Oil Company for recruitment, and I've been waiting and I'm frustrated. Up to now, there's nothing for me. Foreigners have taken better part of the job. I'm frustrated and I'm highly disappointed in everything. The reason being that we don't have any good leaders to make a very good policy for the youth of today. So what are we supposed to do? We need to cast our burdens into the sea and see whatever thing it will happen. So I'm hoping for the future.
You cast your burden
into the sea and see whether that's something good will come out of it.
So what have you applied specifically to do at that company?
That company, I went there with my secondary school certificate for recruitment. I'd have been a forklift driver. There are so numerous work that the oil people are doing. I mean, I have opened up my heart to learn everything which might come on my way, because life doesn't give what one deserves, but what one struggles for. So I have a very nice results that I have no money to go to the university. So why don't I job for a little, let's say 2-3 years, so that the next available thing is to go to the university and that sort of. But there's nothing of that sort.
Apart from the secondary school certificate, what skills do you have?
I know carpentry and joinery, but there's nothing of that sort. When you even go to the shop, there's no job coming. For me, I am hoping that they will make a very nice policies for the youth. And because we are growing up. Now I'm a grown up person with beard and everything. Things are not the way that they used to be, because the leaders or the politicians are not making good policies for us. Numerous of youth of Ghana, as I'm talking to you, are highly disappointed.
The Petroleum Local Content Regulation was passed by Parliament in November 2013. What has happened with implementation of the regulation with regard to engaging the locals in the sector? Regulation 17, which deals with the employment, training and succession plan in the sector, says companies in petroleum-related operations shall submit to the Petroleum Commission plans and forecasts for hiring and training of Ghanaians. The regulation specified the percentage of Ghanaians to be employed in each subsector of the petroleum value chain within particular periods. What is the level of compliance to this provision, and how many Ghanaians have been employed in the sector? Kweku Boateng is the Director of Special Services at the National Petroleum Commission.
If you look at the oil industry, there are two main players. You have the IOCs, the international oil companies, and you have the service companies that provide services to the oil companies. Looking at the total employment in the sector, the current data we have is about almost 8,000 people have been employed in the sector. This excludes workers from GMPC and Petroleum Commission. But for the international oil companies, international service companies, and local service providers, we have close to 8,000 people have been employed.
What kind of workers are we talking about here?
Well, the workers are basically divided into three categories. You have the management staff, you have the core technical staff, then we have the support services and we have the what you call non-skilled or low-level semi-skilled workers. The main staff are people in the managerial position in administration, accounting, finance, and HR. You know, the core technical staff, where we are talking about the engineers, the derrick men, the reservoir engineers, the marine superintendents, etc. And we have support staff, which are basically the middle-level administrative staff, providing various services in HR, finance, and general administration. And we have a lot of people who are basically the floor men, the painters, motor men, roustabouts. And most of the workers we are talking about belong to this category, the other staff category. You know, this industry is very sophisticated. It's technology-driven. We need highly qualified people to operate in the industry. The oil industry is only one industry that's always ahead of academia in terms of technology. And therefore, when people come out from the university with a degree, we might come from one of the best universities, technical universities, we still need long period of on-the-job experience before we can operate effectively.
Now, you talked about experience. I was at Takoradi Kokumpe and I met welders. Some of them said they've been working for 10 years, 20 years, and they thought they would have a place in the oil sector, but they are not getting that. What is accounting for that?
You know, this industry, certification is very important. Everybody that operates in the industry, especially the technical staff, need to be certified by professional bodies. The kind of welding that is required in the oil industry is different from the ordinary welding that they have. The challenge you have here is that the training required is beyond the means of many ordinary Ghanaians.
The Member of Parliament for Talency, Robert Musori, is a deputy ranking member of the Mines and Energy Committee of Ghana's Parliament.
The information that I have pieced up is that employment is not, you know, moving in the direction that one expects, that is a positive direction, an upward trend. Apparently because there seems to be much more slower pace in the exploration process. It takes some time before blocks are given or agreements are signed, sometimes 1 to 2 years, 3 years. That is why sometimes you have this delay. That is the upstream aspect. But that said, one also expects the downstream, which is the refining side, the other processes side, that one could have taken off. Since we have discovered oil, one expected that by now, if government wouldn't have the opportunity to build, the environment should have been so created that we should have been seeing a refinery springing up somewhere or a processing system springing up somewhere. But as I speak to you now, there's no addition to it. The Temawai refinery is still sitting there. Government made promises and it hasn't come. So wherein lies the job creation? These are the areas you can get jobs.
With faded inscriptions, vacancy, welders, electricians, plumbers and experienced cooks, the Regional Labour Department in Takoradi advertises job openings on its notice board.
Dominic Lodi reporting.